Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now it's time for this.
Hopefully I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant.
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown, Michael Irvin.
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness. Make a place for Emmett.
For Sham goes ham.
To the 10, 5, walk the dog. Touchdown, Barry.
Welcome into another edition of Sham Goes Ham. Thank you once again to Zach Walchuk, who always does an awesome job of pulling all these clips for me to maneuver through. And we're going to start this edition of Sham Goes Ham with a friendly wager placed between Brad and Babe.
All right, Brad, Sham, here's I asked you to bring a dollar. I texted you.
You did.
And I know we're on radio, so just for the folks at home, I have got a dollar bill.
Yep.
And I'm putting it on our table here.
All right, I'll match your dollar.
I had to text him, by the way, because usually he just carries hundreds.
Yeah.
He just starts peeling them off like a prize fighter.
Yeah.
Whoever...
Wait, that's my dollar.
Well, no, but I want the dollars have to be together.
Oh,
whoever,
yeah, the dollars are together.
Whoever says
yeah.
the San Diego Chargers
first,
yeah. the other guy gets the money.
That's fair.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say it's for the Red Kettle campaign, and my return text to Babe was, you're only putting a dollar? Put $10.
Here's what we'll do. The winner will put the money in the Red Kettle.
There you go.
So but
I'm all for that.
I think that really, Ben, indicates the kind of Sham Goes Ham we're going to have today, right?
Yeah.
That's a real tone setter.
If it's three consecutive games of getting your hats handed to you, yeah, probably a lot of just talking amongst themselves and having fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of fun, now we move on to the fun stuff on the Cowboys' second possession of the game. It's tied 0-0 after Nick Novak missed a 35-yard field goal and hurt himself doing so. The Cowboys and Brad Sham both together showed a little creativity.
Beasley moves into tailback on third and one. Prescott on an option pitch right, and they run reverse left. Around the left side, 45, Terrence Williams with the first down to midfield. There were a lot of moving parts on that play. You had to pass the cranberries over the turkey and through the mashed potatoes to get to the rolls.
Oh, that was pretty interesting. Now, Terrence Williams at the end of this, Brad, now he's a tough guy, so let me start there. But he goes out of bounds, and I'm not sure why. I think if he cuts it back up, he had some room to operate.
Okay, so did you enjoy that cut a little bit extra after the conversation we had with Brad on Tuesday about his philosophy on Thanksgiving?
How do you mean?
Well, just how he was telling us what he's into food-wise and how they celebrate Thanksgiving. And, you know, he just weaved a whole meal all the way through that play-by-play.
Right,
cut.
He's incorporating food into it, yeah.
So I just felt like, you know where, after having him on Tuesday, we knew where his spirit was on Thanksgiving and how he worked it in.
That's what he's thinking about.
Yeah.
Well, in classic fashion, the Cowboys would have to punt on that possession. And on the next drive, the Cowboys had a really tough time covering Keenan Allen.
Rivers on second down and 13 in the gun. Back and looking, standing, throwing deep down the left side, turn around at the 45 clock. What a horrible job on covering Keenan Allen. Was that who was that? Was it Skandrick?
Just way too much time there for Phillip Rivers to be back in there. And this is Jordan Lewis out
Jordan
there
Lewis.
Can't cover him.
Oh, mercy. What a horrible job by him. 32
yes.
yards on that pass to Allen. Really wretched job of coverage.
Yes. Go, Brad.
Go, Cowboys.
Hell yes.
This is my favorite Sham Goes Ham ever.
Good for you.
Well, you guys are going to love this next cut. In the second quarter, the Cowboys ran another pretty unsuccessful play, and the ineptitude caused a brain fart in the broadcast booth.
I swear, I don't think there's a team in the league that gets less out of smokes and screen passes than this Dallas team. Everything's a struggle and a trip to the dentist and a yard and a half.
Should be pretty good out there,
and
too,
happy Thanksgiving to all you dentists.
Yeah, excuse me, but big old Des Bryant blocking for you. You know, that's a big body in front of you. Should be good at it. And they are really getting a push, Brad, with this offensive line and this defense. And again, San Diego came into this game dead last in the NFL in rushing yards allowed at 140. Oh, there goes my dollar. San Diego, there goes my dollar. I'm glad I got that out of the way. I'm surprised I lasted until the second quarter.
I'm surprised I caught you.
Okay, when that was going down, Ben, if you listen, because of the ambient sound, when he said, "Oh, there goes my dollar," I could have sworn I heard it blow out the window. And that was my first reaction. Oh, no.
Really?
Babe's money's flying out the window. But then I realized it was all about the bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
40. Oh, there goes my dollar.
Does it sound like he's watching it blow away?
Yeah.
And he's so panicked, too.
40. Oh, there goes my dollar.
Man, God, they are on fire yesterday.
Yes.
Well, still 0-0 at this time. There's about 6 minutes left in the first half, and the Cowboys secondary had a chance to totally redeem themselves.
Scoreless game in the second quarter. And an inside handoff fake. Rivers throws down the field. Interception's dropped at the 25-yard line by Jordan Lewis. It hit Jordan Lewis, to be fair, in a really bad place, both hands.
I can't believe he dropped that ball. I cannot believe he dropped the ball. He is looking back at the sun from that angle.
No.
Christy?
No.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He does wear a visor, but just as he turned, I'm sure it was hard to track that ball. Looking right, he's in that sun patch.
Can we do this? Can we just have a bunch of moms get together and do a quilting, like a quilting thing? And
tell
we just
Mrs.
hang
Jones.
That? Can we do a big quilt and hang it?
Yes, thank you. And I don't understand what Jerry Jones is doing here. Because Jerry denying that that's an issue is one of the weirdest denials of all time. It's like the sky is blue. No, it's not. It's not. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it's blue. Nope. No, it's not blue. And, dude, that was an interception that could have changed the game for the Cowboys and could have had a big impact on their season. Who knows? I mean, they might have got their hats handed to them anyways continuously. Mm-hmm. But that's an interception that was caused, in my opinion, solely by the sun glare coming through the windows that Jerry continues to ignore.
Yeah, and this is why I was so fascinated to listen to Jerry today with G-Bag Nation. It's because Jerry rarely publicly concedes. 95% of the time, he doesn't.
Did he admit to it?
No, he's not going to admit to it. He's been denying it since the stadium was built. He's been asked that question 100 times.
Yeah.
And each time, he makes up a ridiculous answer. And he knows he's wrong, but he never concedes it. And that's why I was like, is he going to concede that the coaching job is sucking right now? Because he rarely concedes being wrong on something, so I just couldn't wait to hear it.
Well, that was all the ham of the first half, and there's plenty more to go for the second half. And spoiler alert, the second half doesn't get much better for the Cowboys.
Oh,
Philip
no.
Rivers and company made it look easy to take a 16-0 lead at the beginning of the second half.
Snap back on first down. He throws a fade down the right side. Nice catch over the shoulder. Extremely poor coverage. Touchdown, Tyrell Williams and the Chargers.
Yeah, I thought they would come after Anthony Brown on that previous possession. They waited a possession, but they did it here, and it's a touchdown.
Pardon me for interrupting. Oh. I was about to say, what's Anthony Brown doing? What's he looking at? And this is a really bad time of year, and it's happened now over the last several games. But with the exception of Skandrick, the Cowboys' corners are not playing very well.
I'm starting to feel like Anthony Brown is a really good backup. I hope I'm wrong on this, but we're going on about an 8 or 9 game stretch of being uncomfortable with him back there.
He's bad. He's bad.
Great last year.
That was part of the reason that, you know, we could be so excited about what was going on with the squad last year, but, you know, because he was way overachieving. But, man, he looks like a guy who maybe shouldn't even have been a fifth-round pick or whatever he got drafted.
Hurting me a little bit.
After a Rod Smith rushing touchdown, the Cowboys miraculously found themselves 1 2-point conversion away from making a one-possession game.
For two, Prescott in the gun. Smith to his right, Beasley in motion right. Rolling right, looking, Cox throws it back in the end zone, and he missed Williams open. He missed him wide open. He pushed all the coverage to his right. Williams snuck back to the middle to the left, right where he wanted to be, and Prescott missed him. And the try is no good, and the score remains Chargers 16, Cowboys 6.
That was one of many bad throws that Dak had. He was so wide open. I doubt we get to the – oh, yeah, we will get to this. I'll wait and let you go, Shippy, because I want to mention something on a later play, Ben. But he did miss a lot of dudes yesterday. It was a bad day for Dak.
Yeah, he's had multiple bad days here, and I think he's happy in the pocket, happy feet. He's scared. He's taking so many sacks that he's just not comfortable in the pocket.
Well, just when you thought the Cowboys' defense couldn't look any worse after the Tyrell Williams touchdown, the secondary would like you to hold their beer.
Third down and 7. Rivers in an empty gun. Got a double slot on the left. Got Gates in a slot on the right with Byron Jones covering him. Third and 7. Rivers back, sets and looks, late pressure, deep out, caught. Down at the 29, breaking away, Allen. broke away from one tackle, from another and another, and he is in for the L.A. touchdown of 42 yards.
Boy. He beats Orlando Scandrick, and then Jeff Heath comes up, Brad, and he can't make the tackle over there on the out. It's going to be about a 15-yard gain, but Heath blows the tackle, and then Allen just weaves his way through the Dallas defense.
If you... is this Novak or Kaser out there to try the extra point? And it's Kaser with 9:58 to play. If you didn't know anything about football and you just landed from Mars and you watched that play, you'd say, why didn't those guys in the dark jerseys tackle that fellow?
That's quit. And, you know, this is also what I was saying on Tuesday, is that Keenan Allen is a monster. And he's been, you know, he'd had a couple good games early in the season, but he and Rivers found it last week. They were fantastic. What, he had 160 yards, 2 touchdowns last week, and he was going to be a load for them to handle. And I had no idea who was going to be able to keep up with him and guard him, and the answer was no one.
I didn't think they had quit on that play until I watched it the second time, and a lot of the guys were sitting down eating mashed potatoes as he was weaving through the secondary.
Right.
I thought, oh, okay, I missed that the first time through. That's clearly some quit.
Now down 28-6, the Cowboys needed a miracle, and they got really nothing even close to that.
First down and 10. Prescott back. They run a stunt. They flush him out. He checks it left to Beasley. It's intercepted at the 10. Long run for Desmond King around Prescott, and he's going all the way to the 20, to the 10. Crown the King. Desmond King went 90.
Desmond King, 90-yard interception return for a touchdown, puts the Chargers up 28-6. And with 7:41 remaining in the fourth quarter, Brad, this one may be all over but the shouting.
Yeah, and it's this is going to be the worst three-game stretch the Cowboys have had in many, many, many years.
Well, and they're coming off their worst ever home loss at AT&T Stadium here, but I think this one you could probably stack up against it.
Okay, so that was the one that was extra painful. There's always plays that you can go back and go, well, what about this part of the field? What about this part of the field? But when CBS came back with the Jason Witten, no one standing within 20 yards of him in the end zone angle,
yeah,
that was extra painful because Dak missed a glorious opportunity.
And again, we're not bagging on Dak. There's a lot of Dak hate out there, and I think we both very much still believe in Dak.
Oh, my God. I've never wavered in my belief on Dak.
So that said, you know, almost every time you see one of these bad plays, there's somebody running wide open. And it's a little bit scary moving forward on. I mean, he's playing horribly right now.
He's playing horribly. And if you believe that, and there are people, if you believe that this is what Dak is these last three games and this is all he's ever going to be, I get it. I would bet on the guy getting, you know, with tons of resolve, figuring this out and moving on, because I've seen him perform at crazy high levels, and there's no reason for me to believe that he can't continue to do that.
And he'll be a different guy again once Zeke gets back.
Sure.
Changes things significantly.
I mean, we've mentioned this once. Zach Martin went out in that game, and Tyron was playing hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Tough. Tough sledding, man.
Now, last clip here. Things got so bad for Brad and Babe that Brad wanted to see a different football team on the field.
Hand off Gordon. Comes left. Brown missed him. There's another Lawrence missed him. He got down around the 12-yard line before Hitchens ran him down. This is a place where you would like to say, okay, activate the practice squad, and you guys go in and play.
Activate the practice squad. What if that was an option? Wow. All right, that's going to do it, Ben. A little Sham Goes Ham for a terrible Cowboy loss, 28-6, and it wasn't even that close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.